Let's thank the candidates, and then let's get the next four up here. Robert Goldberg, David Goldman, Patty Heffley, and Zara Khan.
If we could start with the speakers in the in the order in which your name was called, please. The first speaker.
I made one mistake. Zara, you can come back on the next round. Marion, you're up. Yeah, all right. This is Mariana Gastone, and she'll introduce herself when she comes back.
Okay, I'm Bob Goldberg, an independent candidate. I'm from Long Island. First, I want to thank the Harlem Tenants Council for holding this. Is it Nellie?
Yes.
Okay, Nellie said that everyone here is welcome regardless of their political ideology. That's well and good, but I do believe that WBAI and Pacifica do have an ideology. I don't want to see people who are not progressives wind up on the station board. I think most people in the room agree with me there. It might not be obvious, but I've listened to a number of candidates on the radio during the last week or two, and there are people there that I would say are not progressives. They are interested in commercializing their program or the station, and I think this has to be opposed. That's one of the principles of Pacifica, is that it's a nonprofit, listener-sponsored institution, and we have to struggle to keep it that way. Good reasons were given and exist for why it should be nonprofit, listener-sponsored, to keep it independent. Also, the question of diversity. I am certainly for diversity within the progressive movement. I am not for diversity of people who are not in the movement. And therefore, I have a little bit of trouble with what most of the other candidates have said about bringing outside groups in, because I want to maintain the political mission of the network. And I know that we went through terrible battle. We're still paying for it. There are lawsuits that have not been paid off. Listener contributions are going to be paying for those lawsuits. We must never again go through that. And I think we have to pay more attention to ideological matters than racial, gender, and all the others that I believe in and you believe in. And if we don't do that, we're in danger of going through the same kind of battles that we've just seen over. This job actually will never be done. One of the candidates said we haven't finished the job, but no, it will never be done. Times change, and we have to respond to those changes in a progressive way. So the job will never be done. I don't know if I wasn't looking on that side. Phil, I'm still there?
Yeah.
I'm still there. Okay. I'm not going to tell you much about myself. I have a fact and a statement sheet, which I'll hand out to those of you who I haven't reached so far. I have a long time background with the station and with progressive causes. But is that it? Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Good evening. It's a pleasure to return to St. Mary's, where I last was here for a wonderful political forum in April of 2002, listening to Ralph Shoman and Maya Schoen. My name is David Goldman, and I'd like to tell you a bit about myself and the program I would have. I'm a university-affiliated psychiatrist who is also in private practice. I've been a listener sponsor of BAI for over 35 years. I've been active in the peace movement, Physicians for Social Responsibility, and Physicians for a National Health Plan. I would like to work with fellow and sister board members to accomplish five major goals. Goal number one, develop outreach to the Greens, family workers, socialist parties, black and Hispanic organizations, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the Center for Constitutional Rights. We could have programming advising minority youth of their legal rights with the police. We could also provide them with news on employment opportunities. We could also have a program on organizing against the Patriot Act. Goal number two, provide for more extensive political programming after 6 p.m. to reach the large audience of listeners who are home after school or work. Programs like Taking Aim could triple their audience if presented in such a time slot. Goal number three, create greater internal democracy with regular 2 to 3 hour weekly report to the listener, which involves extensive on-air discussion from listeners calling in during evening hours. Goal four, construct a more solid financial base by developing strong relationships with progressive organizations. Let's see what support we could get from a union like 1199, where we could accept financial support but not sacrifice any editorial freedom. And goal number five, offer a high-quality program involving scientific medicine. We need to discuss reforming the healthcare system to make it more available and affordable while promoting coverage for all Americans. We have a responsibility to our listeners to provide them with important mental health information to deal with oppressive stresses our society generates. I want to serve on the board to help make BAI a stronger voice for progressive politics, to encourage more listener participation, greater internal democracy. And I want to develop strong financial support from our many allies in labor, the professions, feminist, gender, racial, teenage, adult, and senior citizen communities.
Hello. I'm Mariana Gaston. I'm a Cuban-American, born in Cuba, brought here by my parents when I was a child. I'm a Cuban-American that has taken conscience, since you know what the Cuban-American community in this country is like. I'm part of the people that have challenged the right wing of the Cuban-American community for many years. For many years, and have opened a space within the Cuban-American community for people to be able to dialogue in rational ways within our community. Part of what we are facing nationwide at this point in the United States. I'm an independent so far. I just joined the effort to come and be part of the healing process of WBAI. I have great respect and love for this radio station, and I believe that it is a critical time of healing and bringing together people that can make this radio station powerful and useful for working people and people of color throughout the New York City metropolitan area and New York State and the country. And I believe that I can contribute to that healing process. I'm an educator, I'm an administrator in a public school, and in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. I'm a parent, a mother of two boys, and a grandmother. And I am also a negotiator, mediator, community mediator. I've worked for many years in the public schools with teachers, principals, parents, and students, teaching the skills of conflict resolution, intercultural understanding, issues of diversity, bringing people together, building community. And I think I can bring those skills to this work. I'm interested in really, I think as a first issue, is to bring, make sure that there is a inclusion of people of different perspectives and points of view to the work of WBI, to the governing body, as well as the programming. I'm particularly interested in Latino issues and immigrant issues as part of what WBI can should be able to project to the public. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Patty Heffley, and I and other longtime listener activists are running for the board under the affinity group LISTPROG, LISTPROG.org, LISTPROG. And I became a listener in 88. In 1996, I became involved in a nationwide listener activist movement to save WBAI and Pacifica from the corporate takeover, of which BAI was the last station decimated in the network. I and others instituted listener forums. We have a website, WBAI.net, and a hotline. We've informed listeners over the years of the impending takeover. We begged for open meetings. We begged for open books at all the meetings. Nothing ever happened. In 1999, I became a plaintiff in the listeners' lawsuit that brought the elections to and voting rights and membership in the foundation, one person, one vote, that's what it is, through choice voting. Carolyn Burden and Miguel Maldonado are also in LISTPROG. I promise, elected or not, I will put the health of WBAI and Pacifica ahead of any other causes. The pressing issue that WBAI and Pacifica survives financially is really important. And if you've been listening, as a listener, you've been hearing, you're to blame, you know, for the financial crisis. We've not fulfilled our pledges. You know, most people, many, I've spoke to people, have not received their pledge forms. They never get a premium. How long can you go on like that and keep your listener base? I think if there must be a volunteerism, more people spending less time, programs not as often, maybe every other week, then they could actually do that and make a living. If there must be a hierarchy, the leadership must be competent and accountable. And I believe that most people running for the board are committed to racial and cultural diversity. I look forward to even more cultural diverse voices speaking to each other in cross-pollination. And I think every race and culture is not monolithic either, that there are minorities within the oppressed groups, and we hardly ever hear from them. I think WBAI is doing a poor job of healing racism in this city. And I would like to hear the diversity of ideas between anarchists, feminists, anti-globalists, queers, people with disability, Marxists, postmodernists. I mean, that's really what we are really lacking at the station, is a discussion that holds your interest and is between people.
Okay, question about the role of producers, correct? Okay. You can go in what order you want. Just remember you have 2 minutes.
Okay. Bob Goldberg, but could you prompt me on the questions? I know some of them, but...
There were two questions about the issue of diversity and inclusion, and one, how are groups, all of the groups represented when there is so little airtime? And then there was... Okay?
Okay, we can't add to the 168 hours of a week. And most of those people are sleeping or at work, and so it is limited. And it's the big problem of what a radio station is. It's very difficult. We have to be guided by principles. There's a mission statement, peace and social justice. At the same time, people need cultural programming. Someone mentioned programming for children. We have to think of the future as well as the immediate problems that the progressive community is facing. It's very difficult. That's why one person shouldn't do it. That's why there's a general manager, there's a program director, there's a programming council, and there's a station board all putting their heads together to try to get the best solution. There is no easy answer to that one. On the question of the diversity, which I think was really directed to Patty, could somebody prompt me on what it was?
The other question, may I just ask, specifically from the first woman who
okay.
asked,
sure.
was to round the issue of what she said she perceived as a person of color and African, and the fact that she felt those voices were being quiet, were being silenced, and she specifically addressed the issue of Zionism and why that is
okay.
not discussed. Am I representing what you said? Okay.
Well, okay. First off, if you've listened to the name of the program, eludes me, but Shonemen and Shone. Tuesdays at 5 p.m.
Taking aim.
Thank you very much. They criticize Zionism up and down the line. There's a lot of criticism on democracy now and a lot of advocating for the Palestinian cause and critical of how Israel is dealing with the Palestinians. So I think the station probably does more than any, certainly does more than any other that's on the dial.
Thomas,
okay.
Next speaker, please, if you could address it. And if we could ask, if you try to address, touch on all of the questions, that would really be
yes, good. I'm going to try to do this. Well, as a psychiatrist, I think it's very exciting to deal with the issues of prejudice. My approach would be, first of all, to consider this from the academic standpoint, to have people in the universities who are experts in this, and therefore we would deal with these various issues. What do the Zionists believe? What do they disbelieve? What do the anti-Zionists believe? What do they disbelieve? What do people who support black nationalism believe? What do people who oppose them believe? So it becomes more psychologic and sociologic. So this is not simply a matter of whipping up irrational passions, but a matter of examining things. If you look at Zeb Sternhell's The Founding Myths of Israel, your view of Zionism changes. This is a person who's a professor of political science, and he points to the problem of national organization of Israel and the need to bring everybody there. And so you see a typical country trying to develop, and you get a better understanding. So I think the historical, the political, the sociologic approach makes it intelligible. These hatreds are not just passions, they're part of policy. So that's what I would do. As far as dividing program time, I think it's really a matter of getting the community together and seeing what are the major interests. Let's hear what people are interested in, who represent different groups, and then make an appropriate decision as to what priorities would be. You can't represent everybody. On the other hand, you might take the model of a half an hour as being the appropriate time unit and look at it in a way to rationalize it, have diversity, have stimulation, have interest, and have a kind of rational order. Now, as far as the relation of the board to the producers, my own view is I've been cut off.
I'm Mariana Stoney. The question of the producer and the board, I cannot answer because I'm not clear on what the issues are. So I apologize for my ignorance, but I'm sure that I could get informed and be helpful there. I also want to address, I'm not sure what the issue around Zionism and anti-Semitism is either, so I just wanted to talk about the issue of time and inclusion. I think that what would be important is to have a vision of where we want to go and create priorities of how we want to do it and outreach to direct organizations and people that are leading struggle in New York and all around the metropolitan area and create a perspective and policy that will prioritize the issues that are important. I think we have to, anybody's issue is everybody's issue, and we got to figure out how to support everybody's issue and at the same time keep an eye on the big picture of what we as whole people have to move in forward.
Well, first of all, the last question, there is no relationship between the producer and the board. It is between the board and management. Unless producers violate the mission, then and nothing is done. Then I would say that the board would have to step in. As far as WBAI not doing very good in healing racism, I'm not going to compare WBAI to the corporate media to make it say that, oh, we're doing a good job. I think on the level at WBAI itself, they're not doing a very good job. There are tons of communities in this city. We're still getting phone calls of people, you know, that are mentioned homophobism. Perversity is not diversity. You know, these kind of questions are not addressed by the programmers to really dig through and see what that means, you know, to try to find the causes of these conflicts. I don't think WBI is finding the causes of conflicts. I think everybody's bunkering down in their community identity, and we're not going to get anywhere.
Okay. Thank you.
Kathy Goldman.
Call them up and then I'll call.
Good.
Go ahead.
Zara. Ed Lewison.
Is that the fourth?
No. And Esperanza.
And Esperanza. To Mr. Goldberg, when I made a reference about ideologies included at BAI, I meant within the BAI family. I certainly was not talking about inviting in your nearest fascist. I just wanted that to be clear to give some context. At least people leave with perhaps a false impression or false rumor. So the Harlem Tenant Council is not advocating bringing in the fascists into BAI. So thank you very much on that one.
Who's your friend? Are we starting?
Okay, we're going to start the first speaker. Yep.
Hi. First, I want to apologize that I'm going to have to leave. I did not hear about this until last night, and I am taking care of my grandson, and I cannot leave him for much longer. So I'm really sorry, but you know how it is with grandsons. My name is Kathy Goldman, and I'll tell you a little bit about myself, and I will try and have time to make some comments because I'm a little scattered here. My interest in running for the board is because of so much that Nellie Bailey said and other people that we're so good at fighting an enemy. We're terrific. We get together and we do it. And the minute it's over, we're killing each other. And this has not, we will destroy not only BAI, but that's how the left sort of kills itself. I'm an old red. And I've been around a long time in the movement. In fact, I was the chair of the board of WBAI in the late 70s, and some of my friends have asked me, am I a nut that I'm going back to do this again? But anyway, By the way, I will say that one of the things that I think is sorely lacking on this station is humor. If you cannot laugh at yourself, then you are finished, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we would all be dead if we couldn't laugh at ourselves. So, and before I continue, you know, I know everybody here, it's ridiculous. I mean, you were a young lord the last time I saw you, kind of. But anyway, I worked for Evelina Antonetti. That's why I know you're from there. Anyway, I could be up here for an hour. And one of my problems is that coming up here for 3 minutes is sort of ridiculous, because I could talk for an hour, at least, about all the things. It's 1 minute. Oh, my God. In more recent years, what I did in 1980, I started an organization called Community Food Resource Center, which I built from starting it all just me with a $6,000 grant and really being scared, to an organization of 100 people and $7 million budget that worked on hunger, poverty issues in New York City. And we ran, in fact, I retired recently, but for 20 years, we ran one of the most incredible soup kitchens, not far from here on 116th Street, a really remarkable eviction prevention program, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that experience of taking something from nothing to a really significant organization gives me a lot of insight into what we have to do. You're serious, huh? See, that's what happens. When you're really old, you have a lot of things you can talk about. So, thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zara Khan, and I'm running with the WBI Justice and Unity Campaign. Our website, if you have internet access, is www.justiceunity.org. For those of you who don't have internet access, I encourage you to call our hotline so that we can answer more questions for you, because this is not enough time. It's 212-591-2111. I'm a student at Hunter College and an organizer with SLAM, the Student Liberation Action Movement, which is a CUNY-wide women of color-led organization which was founded to protect access to higher education for poor and working-class communities, especially communities of color. I believe it's essential that marginalized people be at the forefront in real leadership positions beyond volunteer status of any movement or medium that aims to achieve radical change. As a BAI listener, I know that this is the only station in our area that gives voice and value to many vital community and global issues. As a person of conscience, I support our platform's position on establishing a model of inclusion to ensure that disenfranchised and marginalized communities are fairly and proportionately in control of real decision-making. To be clear, this does not mean having people elected to the local station board to represent marginalized communities if they themselves do not belong to those communities. We cannot wait to be served or saved or represented. We have to represent ourselves. We have to give voice to our own narratives. We have to give value to our own struggles. As a former president of the undergraduate student government at Hunter, I served the college's financial control board and college association and have dealt with budget reviews for more than 4 years. I'm currently engaging campus report backs from a solidarity trip to Palestine that I took in August, which I and other delegates fundraised for. I'm interning at the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission and hopefully graduating from Hunter in 3 weeks. I believe that my skills in facilitation, budgeting, strategizing, and fundraising will be valuable to the local station board. As a young woman of color, I feel it is important to take a forefront position and further cultivate my skills while disseminating lessons from my history and my identity. I'd like to mention the makeup of our slate, not to be tokenistic, to, you know, tell you what racial people are represented on our slate, but to really impart what it means to put marginalized people into leadership positions. Our slate of 21 candidates has 11 women and 10 men. 16 people of color, including 8 Africans, 4 Latinos, 3 Asians, and 1 Indigenous, 5 white people, 1 person with disability, 1 gay man, and 3 people under 30. And this, to me, is what it means to put people from marginalized communities into positions of leadership. Thank you.
Step down. Here you go. The mic is right here.
Okay. My name is Ed Lewinson. I'm Professor Emeritus of History at Seton Hall University. I've been totally blind all my life. I'm president of the Northern New Jersey chapter of the National Federation of the Blind, and I hope, as a member of the board, both to make disabled people more aware of WBAI and to make the public more aware of what disabled people can do. Generally speaking, the hardest thing about being, at least about being blind, and I'm sure it's true about other disabilities, is the stereotype that disabled people are incompetent in ways that have nothing really to do with the disability. I'm on the board of New Jersey Peace Action, and I'm a volunteer at the International Action Center and a member of the People's Organization for Progress in Newark, and I've worked with Voices in the Wilderness and IFCO. The importance of WBAI really, in my opinion, comes from its ability to make available information and insights otherwise difficult to find because of the dissenting points of view, particularly when the commercial media is so tightly controlled. A second purpose of the Pacifica stations should be as the voice, a voice of the voiceless, enabling minority groups of all varieties to discuss their issues and promote their aspirations. This, of course, includes disabled people. It also includes lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. It should. One of the things that is mandated by the bylaws, really, is close working between the local station boards and the staff. There is mandated by the bylaws a diversity committee, and as well as the local station board having to approve the budget, I believe, and having the staff making a report to the local station board, so that the part of what members of the local station board need to do is to work and make sure that the staff and management performs in the way that the local station board wants it to. I'm going to finish up. I think that Democracy Now! Should be rebroadcast. There should be a modernization of the telephone system so that message boxes are not always full. And as far as possible, in any group there are going to be disagreements, but let members of the board, regardless, keep our eyes on the prize and try to work together.
Thank you very much.
Next speaker, please.
Hola, ¿cómo estamos? I'm Esperanza Martel. I'm from the Peace and Justice Slate. And I want to celebrate all of you who fought really hard for me to be here today and demand that my community, the Latino community, be heard. Porque a nosotros no se nos escucha. We're not heard on BAI Radio. And I've been a listener for BAI since I was 16 years old. Paid listeners. I used to send $5 when I was a kid, you know. So